PFT Media.
Welcome to the Daily City Show. My name is Mark Baratelli, and I'm the editor of thedailycity.com. 90 missing parking spaces are why Enzian Theater canceled its planned $6.5 million expansion, according to the Orlando Sentinel. The expansion would have included two theaters and a lobby revamp. The City of Maitland's 199 parking space requirement could no longer be met by Enzian when the property across the street, which housed 90 of the required spots, was sold. Fundraising for the project has been in movement since 2013. Everyone who donated can get their money back. What a disappointment. The city needs more than Enzian to give us our supply of art house movies. Why has no one else picked up this mantle? You can't beat the shady oak trees, but you can beat the waiters interrupting the movie, asking you to pay your bill. Robinson Cocktail Room is under construction on the second floor of the historic Robinson Building at 63 East Pine Street. It's described by the owners, Team Market Group, as a modern craft cocktail bar. We have a walkthrough video of the space pre-construction up on the site. The first floor of the Robinson Building will be familiar to Daily City readers as the former home of Red Mug Diner. The two-story brick building was built around 1900 and is a contributing structure in the downtown historic district. Several changes have been made to the first floor facade over the years since it was built. A year ago, TMG built a walled-in staircase inside the Red Mug Diner space that leads from the second-story club space down to a brand new front door on the first floor leading out to Pine Street. Team Market Group is looking for a grand opening in 2 to 3 months. Orlando City Mayor Buddy Dyer gave his annual State of the City address Tuesday, August 7th in the DeVos Family Room inside the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. In the speech, the mayor listed 60 things that make Orlando great. I'm sure the millennial members of his staff had nothing to do with making that list. If you missed the speech, the Daily City has got you covered. You can read it in full or watch the video on thedailycity.com. Following Disney's lead, 1,500 more shit-paying jobs are coming to Orlando thanks to Amazon building a fulfillment center in Lake Nona. 1,500 $10-an-hour jobs are being created in a city that has the worst affordable housing rate in the state. 1,500 $10-an-hour jobs are being created in a city where the average rent hovers around $1,300. How many roommates will it take to make that affordable to these workers? No one in this city needs more $10-an-hour jobs except developers of the aforementioned apartments. Earlier this summer, Amazon made beer and wine delivery available to Amazon Prime members, the folks who pay $119 a year for membership. That will be good for these employees. Oh wait, they make $10 an hour. And finally, the City of Orlando's Community Redevelopment Agency officially launched the Downtown Ambassador Program August 1st. The Downtown Ambassador Program, managed by Block by Block, was created as a direct result of the growing downtown area and the unique needs of the community, aka get the panhandlers out and take care of the drunk people. You know the reason we don't have retail downtown is the drunk people, right? All their places of drunkenness are located inside a majority of the first floor retail spaces, which disallows downtown retail to flourish, oh, except Walgreens. The team of 17 ambassadors will operate starting as early as 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, going as late as 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. They will be on foot, bikes, and one vehicle to give directions to drunk people, be safety escorts to drunk people, get panhandlers away from drunk people, and give special event information to drunk people. Those seeking services offered by the ambassadors can call or text 407-902-4374. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.